Hilchos Basar B'Cholov, Simen Pei Zayin. Be'ezah Basar Noigdin Basar B'Cholov V'Hech Nikra Bishol. Which meats are considered subject to the laws of Basar B'Cholov, and what is considered cooked? Sivalv. Kasav B'Torah Lo Sivashu G'di B'Chalevi Moi, Shalosh Pamim. It says three times in the Torah one may not cook a G'di in the milk of its mother. Echad Lisser Bishol. One time is to teach you the prohibition of cooking meat and milk together. Ve'echad lisser achila. One time is to teach you that one may not eat meat and milk that is cooked together. Ve'echad lisser hana. One is to teach you that one may not get any benefit from meat and milk that was cooked together. Ve'hoitzi achila b'loshim bishul. Lo'imar she'en osim ha'Torah el derech bishul. And the reason the Torah specifically states one may not cook meat and milk together, why doesn't the Torah say one may not eat, one may not benefit, and one may not cook? How come each of the three times the Torah always refers the same way? One may not cook meat and milk together. It's to teach you that all three surim are only if the meat and milk is cooked together. If it's combined in any other way, it would not be asur min haTorah. So, for instance, if one soaks the meat and milk together, they were not over the isur of bishul. If they soak the meat and milk together and they eat it, they were not over the Yisr of Achila. If they soak the meat and milk together and they get benefit from it, they were not over the Yisr Torah of Hana. So the Torah teaches you by saying each time, L'sevash el gedi, when we not cook the meat and milk together, that all three prohibitions are only derech bishul. Avo midra banan, aser b'kolinyin. But one may not eat the basar b'cholov, midra banan, there'd be a rabbinic prohibition of eating the basar b'cholov, no matter how it is combined. So even if it was kavush, even if it was soaked together, the meat and the milk, it would be asr midra banan to eat it. Yeah, so the Ramah now sticks in here, kol basar b'cholov shein asr min ha'Torah mutar b'hana. If the meat and milk is not asr min ha'Torah, meaning if it wasn't cooked together, let's say it was through kavush or through malicha, if it was salted the meat and milk together or it was soaked together, so then it is mutar b'hana. One might have misread the mechaber to imply that when he said asr avol midraban asr b'kolinyan, that he said that there's a rabbinic prohibition even if it isn't cooked together, even if it was salted together, for instance, one might have thought that's referring also to the isr hana. So the Ramah tells you no, the isr hana is only by an isr tyra. Only if the meat and milk is actually cooked together would there be a isr hana, would the isr hana apply. Okay, now we need to understand what is considered bishul for this context. When do we say that it's an isser taira, the isser of bishul, isser of achila, isser hana, min haTorah apply? And when is it only a combination midrabanan of the milk, which would still be asr to eat, midrabanan, but it would be permitted to get benefit from. What types of basar b'cholov are we talking about over here? So there are different forms of. Now the most obvious is obviously the cooking. It would be if you put a pot of milk on the fire and then you threw in a piece of meat. So that obviously is bishul basar b'cholov min haTorah. What happens if you have the pot of is off the fire and you put in a piece of meat into it, but if it's still a kli rishon, so then that would also be basar b'cholov min haTorah. If you cook meat and milk in a kli rishon, even if it's off the fire, that is also bishul basar b'cholov min haTorah. What happens if you pour milk, you do irui, you pour milk, hot milk, onto a cold piece of meat? So that's derech irui. So the rule is that irui is safek mevashel. And since we're dealing here with a suffix deraisa, one would have to be machmir to consider this to be bishul of basar b'cholov min haTorah. However, irui is only mevashel k'dei klipa. So if you have a case where you have an irui of boiling milk onto a hot piece of meat, one would only have to remove the k'dei klipa of that meat. The rest of it would be mutar b'hana. Of course, that klipa would be asr b'hana min haTorah, and the rest of it would be mutar b'hana. It might even be mutar b'achila too, because it only goes in the k'dei klipa. Now, if you have an Iroi that was Nifsek HaKiluach, so that's a case of Cham L'Toich Tzainin. You have, you pour hot milk, but it is not attached to the pot by the time it hits the cold piece of meat. In that case, even though we are machmir to aser k'dei klipa, that would not be a case of bishul basar b'chol of midaraisa. And in that case, even that k'dei klipa would be mutter b'hana. Another example if you have the other way, if you have a tzainin l'toich cham, if you pour if you pour cold milk onto a hot piece of meat, so then that would also be, we would say in such a case, we say tata gavar. The bottom piece is always goyver on the top. So since the bottom piece of meat is hot, even though the milk that's falling onto it is cold, you would have bishul of basar b'chalav, and that would be aser, that would be an iser bishul, and it would be an iser hana as well. Then there are other forms of not so much bishul, but they're called other forms of cooking together. Most notably is tzli. Tzli is when you roast the two together and there's no liquid involved. It's dry. If I take a grill and I put a piece of cheese onto a hot piece of meat, and they grill together with a fire underneath, so that is tzli. And the Pri Chodesh writes, and it's Pri Megadim seems to hold that way, and most other Achronim seem to follow along as well. Even the Michas Yaakov, and they all seem to agree that Tzli is also a form of Bishul Min HaTorah for this case, for Bas B'chalav, and that would be also, of course, Bahana. Where there is a Machlaikis is by Tigun. The Milchus Yaakov argues that tzli is mentioned in the Torah as a form of cooking. Even tzli keder, which is roasting in a pot where there's liquid that forms on the bottom, that's also mentioned in the Torah as a form of cooking. However, tigun is not specifically mentioned ever as a form of cooking. He therefore argues that tigun is not bishul, as far as bishul basar b'chalav goes, only actual bishul, tzli, tzli kedar, those are all in the category of cooking, but not tigun, which is frying. So an example would be if one had a frying pan and they put a pat of butter on it and then they fried a piece of meat in that butter. According to the Milchus Yaakov, that would not be bishul basar b'chalav midaraisa, and it subsequently would not be aser b'hana. Pri Megadim says that the hefsim ruba, there's what to rely on. It's not clear whether what one should do. Others say that tikkun is aser, and it's not a clear case. What if there are other tzirufim? So then that would be something to add as a sniff. Would be the side that it is tigun. The famous case of the brought by the Maram Shif, where a person fried liver in using butter, and the Maram Shif uses that tigun is not bishul, together with another tziruf of that liver maybe is not considered to have it in like meat, maybe it's considered like dam. So in connection with other tzirufim, sometimes some paiskim are mekel on tigun. Rabbi Kivager and the Pri Megadim bring from the Marshal a chiddush that if you have a hot piece of meat and a hot piece of cheese that are not heated by the fire, but they're both still they're still davar gush, they're still hot, and they were to touch one another, that would not be bishul basar b'chalav min haTorah. The Marshal says that because there's no liquid involved, and presumably because there's no heat source, that would only be bishul basar b'chalav midrabanan, and so in that case it would not be aser b'hana. Another case that is bishul basar b'chalav min haTorah, which is a very relevant case, is if you have a kli, which is a ben yomai. So if a person were to cook milk in a fleishig of ben yomai kli, that is considered bishul basar b'chalav min haTorah. Or if one's cooking milk and one sticks in a spoon a fleishig a spoon in, which is ben yomai a fleishigs. So then that would be again bishul basar b'chalav min haTorah, and that milk would be aser b'hana. It would be aser to do so min haTorah, to put the spoon in. It would be an iser of bishul basar b'chalav, and one would have to get rid of that milk and get rid of. And one would have to, of course, kasher the pot and the spoon and etc. What do we mean when we say that it is aser b'hana? So the Pesach Teshuva brings that one shouldn't even feed it to an animal, even if it isn't their animal. One shouldn't take it to the zoo and feed it to the birds or anything like that. One can't get any form of benefit from it. If one were to burn it up, even the ashes would be aser b'hana. And basar b'chalav, when we say it's aser b'hana, even shaloi kederech hana'asai, it's aser. In this respect, it's more chomer than most other isurim. Most other isurei hana are not aser shaloi kederech hana'asai, but basar b'chalav is aser min ha'tayra, even shaloi kederech hana'asai. The other example of such a thing would be klei akerim. Klei akerim and basar b'chalav both have this chumr to them, that even if one were to benefit from them in an abnormal manner, it would still be aser min ha'tayra. Okay, and Sif Beis says, G'di lav dafka, tuhu adin, shor, se, ve'ez. When we talk about a G'di, so it's not only a young goat, but any of the behemos, a shor refers to either a cow or a bull or any of that species. Se is a sheep, aze is a goat. So any meat for any of those three animals would be awesome in a Torah. Poultry. You know, birds, those would not be aser min ha'tayra, and neither would meat from a deer or any other chayah would not be aser min ha'tayra. The Mechaber continues in Sif Beis, v'loishna b'cholav aim, loishna b'cholav acheres, ela shedibra akasa b'hoive. When we talk about the milk, it doesn't matter if the milk is the milk from that specific mother or if it's the milk of a different animal, or even from a different species. If you were to cook goat milk with beef or vice versa or any combination thereof, that would all be the issur of basar b'chalav min ha'tayra.